Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and it doesn't really get any more manic than this. The day before Election Day, November 3rd, tomorrow. Starting out, going until 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. If you are in line at 7 p.m., you have the ability to vote. And then, you know, the one thing about this is I really like how they've changed the voting setup as to where you can vote. Early voting, you can vote anywhere that's convenient for you. You can go to the library, you can go to, you know, different places that were designated. We used to do it at the grocery store, but they don't have that this year. They just have a ballot drop-off at a couple of Save Marts and Raley's. But as for the voting, you always had your designated location, a school or something somewhere. And I tell you, they changed that this year. And now if you're close to one of the voting locations, you can just go there. It's all computerized, so they know where, you know, they've got all your information. I do find that convenient. So that is really nice. So just find your polling location nearest you and make sure you vote tomorrow. Businesses, employers have to give you the time off to go vote. So, you know, please respect that, employers. And don't just put it off. Go do it. If you have to be there for an hour or two, make it easy on yourself. Take a little ice chest. Take a chair. Just because some people have stood in line for 2 hours or 3 hours doesn't mean you have to. Think smart about it. It's that important. And of course, we want to see our president win, and you want to be with people who are cheering it on as well. So let's check in with Roger. Roger's got some watch parties to tell us about. Hi, Roger. Thanks for calling into the program.
Hey, my favorite broadcaster. All right. Yeah, we've got our big, our traditional watch party going on at the Atlantis. Love that place. The most beautiful rooms and the best food and all that stuff. Anyway, no food this time, but watch party starts tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and goes till midnight or until we get our president elected. We could leave earlier, but it's going to be so screwed up. We put it off because last time we left at 11 and Pennsylvania hadn't decided what it was going to do until 11:30. So we're going to go till midnight tomorrow. So come by, register online at republicanmensclub.org, and we only have limited seats. We only have 80 seats available, so the earlier you register, the earlier you're for sure going to get a seat. So come on down. We have two big screens, lots of we got a no-host bar going on, and a lot of speakers, and be a fun time.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Yeah, we have to cheer our president on to victory. And I don't know, Roger, we might be there until midnight because I have a feeling there's going to be a few states out there that are playing some games, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy, don't I ever. Yeah, my stomach is in a knot. I've been delivering ballots from my church down to hand carry them down to the county to be sure because they're – mailing situation scared so many people this time, and so I just hand carried a whole bunch of ballots, maybe a dozen or better. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
I know my people got their votes in. So,
perfect.
Anyway, come by the thing if you can get away, and hope to see everybody there. So,
thanks, Roger.
Okay.
All right, there goes Roger. Talk to you later. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you've got a watch party going on in Douglas County, in Carson, in Fernley, Fallon, Lyon County, Dayton, you want to get it mentioned, go ahead and call in today, 884-9910, or just text me. I'm trying to get as many of them out as I can. You can also join the Nevada Republican Party, the Trump Victory, and the Nevada Republican Women's Federation for an election night celebration. It's a meet and mingle with elected officials, candidates, and supporters. It's going to be at the Silver Legacy, but to go to that one, you need to log on to eventbrite.com, eventbrite.com, election night celebration tickets. So, and they get started with food and beverage. They get started about 6 p.m. So lots of parties going on. And, you know, it would be nice to be able to just go out and do some celebrating, you know, kind of like Sisolak's party at his house with the 200 or so people that were told as soon as they came in and got checked in that they didn't have to wear masks, not at his party. Yet, I want to warn you, because more and more we're looking at complete shutdown again and quarantines. Other states are doing it, and I can picture it happening here in Nevada. I can picture him pulling anything. Something else that I want to warn you about, and I mentioned it a little bit the other day, and that is that American military forces are in Taiwan right now, and they've been doing some exercises there and trying to protect Taiwan because China is going after them again. I guess there's a couple of different things that they're pulling over there. China is. They're pulling things on Hong Kong. They're pulling things on Taiwan. And we have known for years, they're in this for the long game. Okay, they started planning tens and tens of years ago, decades ago, that they were going to be the world's dominant economy, country, military, that they were going to bump the United States out. And that's one of the reasons that we have all these political crime families now. Follow the money. Money literally does make the world go around. Because not only has China been paying off politicians' families, making them rich while making you poor because jobs have gone over to China. This is also the way that they are going to control you in the long run. Because if you look at the China, the patents that they've stolen, the intellectual ideas that they are profiting from now, facial recognition, electronic, digital banking, they pretty much do all of that over there. And this is what the world is looking at. I know people are tired about hearing of the New World Order and they don't believe it, which is pretty ignorant because it's all spelled out online by the people doing it. They just believe that you're going to go on about your life. You're going to go to your doctor's appointments. You're going to take care of the kids and make sure they're all ushered around, that you're not going to worry about things like this, that you're just going to go with the flow, go where technology takes us. Technology is taking us down a very, very bad path, and we should be resisting all of this. That's why I'm happy that the president put a kibosh on TikTok and all of these other China companies here in this country. Because it is also the Chinese government, not necessarily the people of China. The Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. China has been preparing for war. They even have a five-year plan. It's all out there. But the media has been distracting you once again with all of the Biden and Trump coverage and not giving you the information that is important for you and your family. And that is independent survival. I would love to be wrong. I would absolutely cherish being wrong. But if I'm right, I want to make sure that you have everything necessary in place to protect yourself. There is a reason why we are seeing food shortages. There is a reason why we are seeing ammo shortages and gun sales have gone up. What are you going to do? Are you going to rely on the city and the county to pick up that phone and say, I need help? When there are no issues that are going on, it still takes them 20 to 30 minutes to get something, to get somewhere. How about when it takes 3 hours or even the next day? What have you done to protect your family? Or even just to hunker down? But whatever you do, make sure you go out tomorrow and you vote. Because that's why they are using these fear tactics, is to get people so afraid that they don't want to live their lives and they don't want to do their civic duty. If you have a ballot that you have filled out, please, please do not drop it in the mailbox. You can hand deliver it to drop-off locations. Any polling place is a drop-off location. Raley's, drop-off locations. There's a couple of Save Marts that are drop-off locations. Make sure you hand deliver it. Because she wasn't supposed to lose. And they will do anything to make sure that Trump doesn't get a second term. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show, your show. You got something on your mind? You want to call BS on what I'm saying? 884-9910. Anytime. 884-9910. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. I have to ask you this. First off, ask you to check out 991fmtalk.com and answer today's poll question. Should teachers be suspended without pay if caught punishing kids for supporting President Trump? You know, that could go into supporting any candidate who they are biased against. What are your thoughts? Friday's poll question, are you going to sign the recall Sisolak petition? 58% of those participating said, I already have signed. 35% said, I'm going to sign. And 7% said, I'm not going to sign. It's not going to work. Those are probably your elected representatives voting that way. Remember, though, if you have already signed, talk to your friends and neighbors. Because I am literally... this is the only station that is talking about the recall effort. Nobody else has mentioned it. They're not going to mention it because they don't want to be on the wrath of Sisolak. Well, I couldn't care less. Could not care less about Sisolak. Well, no, I guess that's not true, because I care about how he is destroying, he along with Hillary Sheevy, destroying the state of Nevada. So, please, log on and vote. So one of the reasons that I asked today's poll question is because, again, kids are getting suspended, kids are getting reprimanded, kids are getting bad grades, all because they support President Trump. The thing that should concern parents is it's not just public schools. Hi, Monica. I know that a lot of families opt to do private schools instead of the mass brainwashing system called public school. It is good in theory, but some private schools are even worse than public education. I attended a school called, we'll just say SR, and on the first day of seventh grade, my history teacher showed the class a video of Islamic terrorists waving AK-47s and shouting Allah Akbar. The teacher asked us what we saw, and I said that I saw ISIS terrorists about to go blow something up. And he was trying to tell us that they were just Muslims on a bus. This same teacher was also teaching us about white privilege, which in my opinion is the same thing as saying the N-word, and about how to commit acts of civil disobedience. I'm just giving a small picture of how radical some of these Marxist militants are. Mig. It doesn't matter unless you are homeschooling your kids. You have to start talking to them more. You have to start asking them what, not what they're learning, but what their teachers are telling them, what they're being tested on. Because you have the right. Just because kids are forced to go to school, you have the ultimate decision for now. Some want that taken away from you because there are already legislators talking about removing charter schools, removing homeschooling, because they flat out said they don't trust what their parents will teach them. Well, isn't that why their parents are teaching them, is because they don't trust what the public school system is? Look at all the discussions we've had over the 1619 Project. We have to do better for the kids of this country. We have to do smarter for the kids of this country. Even Zoom has been a huge issue. Even online schooling has been a huge issue. The only way you get past that is to make sure that you vote. And you vote all the way down the ticket. You don't just vote for president and Congress and Assembly and Senate. You vote for the judges. You vote for the school board of trustees. You vote for everything. You vote for, if you're in Incline, you vote for IVGID, the general improvement districts. You work hard, don't you? You sacrifice. You give things up. You want to have a nice home for your kids, for your grandkids. You want to have enough for medical bills, for prescriptions as you get older. Tell me about it. I had a $600 test at 7 o'clock this morning. Then I want you to stop for a minute and look at all of the things that you are paying for all around you. If you live in the city of Reno, an insufficient sewer system. If you live in any of the counties, insufficient water systems, always a question. Now, I'm not questioning Tumwa. We have the cleanest water. But I'm talking about expansions. Why are they not happening? Why are we working with old stuff? Everything that a politician does, from Nancy Pelosi and her $20,000 refrigerator with all kinds of expensive ice cream that maybe you can't afford to put in your freezer, all the dinners that they go out to that they're supposed to be paying for. Remember, that's your money. Every job that goes overseas, all of the money that goes overseas for other countries' education systems, for other countries' health systems, that's your money. And the only way that we can take back control of it is to make sure we know who we are voting for. Stick around. We will be back with a very special guest. Laura Trump is going to join us right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for joining me today. Log on to 991fmtalk.com if you missed any part of the show today. We, of course, have our podcasts there. They're always uploaded by the next day. And answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should teachers be suspended without pay if caught punishing kids for supporting President Trump? We've had kids suspended for having Trump banners on their walls. We've had kids that have gotten bad grades because they've chosen President Trump as their heroes or somebody that they wanted to do a story on. Well, so far, of those participating in the poll, 96.5% say yes. Teachers can't teach by their opinions. They need to be teaching by the facts and by history. Again, not their opinions. So thank you for everybody participating. And again, make sure that you go look up exposesunrise.com and see how, well, these crazies, these anarchists, are planning nationwide disruptions of not only the election, but the takeover of federal buildings across the country. Federal workers being involved in this. And it's just, it's despicable to see on here. They've got interactive maps of high profile targets. All the document links are there. It's just unbelievable how the infiltration of Marxism has basically made it into everything. Joining us right now on the show, and I have to ask her in all sincerity because my heart absolutely hurts, is Laura Trump. Laura, thank you so much for being on the program today. And I have to ask, how is the family doing? You guys are doing so much and you're working so hard and the hours are so long. Is everybody hanging in there?
Oh, well, we are. That's so nice. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, listen, we're in the final push here. I just actually wrapped my last event for me personally of the campaign in Miami, Florida, and I'm headed to Wisconsin to meet up with the rest of the family and the president. And look, we're feeling good. We left nothing on the field. We all worked our hardest over the past several months and we're spread out all across the country. But look, it's about the next several generations of Americans, you know, getting to have the same America that I got to grow up in, that we got to grow up in, and loving this country like we did. And it's all on the line right now. So we want to leave nothing to do every single day.
Well, and, you know, you want to have your kids and your grandkids grow up in a country that shows, you know, President Donald J. Trump actually kept this country from communism, from Marxism. We have so many world issues that are going on right now. What's the one thing that beauty queens always give their top answer for as what you would wish for? World peace. And here the president is bringing that, yet to the Democrats, it's an atrocity.
Yeah, it's so shocking to hear their silence on finally there possibly being peace in the Middle East. These peace deals, historic peace deals that have been signed now, thanks to President Trump, nobody thought it was possible. And this president has actually delivered that. It's so many more things. Promises made, promises kept is not just a campaign slogan for this president. It's what he's actually done. But you're right. That's one that you hear crickets from the other side on. It's sort of amazing. You would think that would be something we could all come together and support.
Well, and you go back to John Kerry's time in office, and he flat out said there will never be peace in the Middle East. There will never be. And, well, I guess you know what they say, never say never. When you go to these functions and the rallies and you meet with the different people, are people talking about the GDP and the amazing numbers that have been coming out from our economy?
Yeah, I mean, it's really incredible to see that we've found ourselves in a worldwide pandemic. This president made the decision to save lives and shut down the best economy in the world that was produced in record time under his leadership in order to save Americans' lives. Now he has promised us, look, it's time to reopen this country. We need to get people back to work. We need to get kids back to school, and we're going to see a V-shaped recovery. Well, we are seeing that now. With these GDP numbers come in, I mean, it's absolutely amazing to see. But I think more than people, saying it to me, I think they feel it. And I think they feel how much this president fights for them and fights for this country and fights for our future. And I think that's why you really do see the incredible enthusiasm for this president out there. You know, we don't put on the car caravans or the boat parades from the Trump campaign. Those are done by people all across this country who really just love this president and love our country so much. And it's amazing to see, and it never gets old. We never get tired of seeing it and hearing about all the great support for this president. But people are smart, and I think they felt the impact in a very positive way of a Trump presidency. And I think they're going to vote to keep that going for four more years.
Well, he's getting some endorsements that a Republican president has never gotten before, especially from union organizers. And we look at all the success of Detroit coming back and all of these jobs and the industries coming back from China, which I can understand why China is upset. But what they've got planned for us in the future, I'm not too sure of. How is everybody feeling about the day after the election?
Well, we're feeling great. Look, we've fought really hard. We expect a very big win for the president tomorrow night. And then, look, I hope that people can very clearly see that we have to move forward in this country and we have to get things back to normal. And that's really the goal here. That's what the president has been talking about. You know, obviously, everyone has been so laser focused on this election, but there are still a lot of people that want to get their kids back to school full time, that want to get back to their jobs and want to get back to normal life. And let's hope that that is something that we can all agree on and focus on and move forward over the next several months to get back to some normalcy in the United States of America.
That sounds good to me. And I'm going to let you go because I know you'd like to get back to some normalcy now after finishing up your calls and your events. And we say a prayer for you every day and your family and the president and the first family. And just make sure that you keep fighting for us because it's working.
Oh, my gosh, that's so nice. Well, thank you so much. We will never stop. This president will never stop. And I think we're going to be in good shape to get four more years of him as of tomorrow night. So thank you so much.
I'm pretty positive about it. Laura, thank you so much for joining me today on the show. Safe travels.
Thank you.
You know, this is the first time that a president has truly kept his promises. What are the jokes? What are the stories? What are the horror stories that you've heard from your parents, your grandparents? Never trust a politician. They never do what they say. Government is overbloated. This is the first president that is outside of Washington that has fought for the American people, that has fought for the little people around the world, from industry, from other governments. Promises made, promises kept, as Laura was putting it, is not just a slogan. We need to see that now from our local politicians, because we haven't seen that either. How many times have you heard one of our local politicians say they're going to do something about the homeless problem? They're going to do something about development. We only have so much water. We only have so much space. And yet it's development approval after development. Ask yourself this. Why can the governor say, okay, we're opening back up businesses, you know, just try to keep it at 50% capacity, no more than 250 for big events. No more than 50 for these type of events. Yet, the Reno City Council, with all of this going around, people getting back to normal, except for now, for shutting us down again, never opened up those chambers so people could come in and be in front of their city council again. And make statements and do what they are allowed to do by law, be a part of the system. Reno City Council never changed that. They said no. We have a Zoom thing set up. You can watch online, you can email a question. You can phone in a question. They never open those chambers. I have to wonder why. And you should too. And you should be listening to the promises that all of these politicians out there are making right now. And make a note of it. I don't want any new bills when we go into the legislature in February. Which I hope by tomorrow's vote, the Democrats will no longer have control of the Senate and the Assembly and the governor. I'm hoping that people pay attention. Because if you look at it, is there any seat that's filled truly by we the people? Once you start moving up, people who took political science, people who became lawyers to specifically run for office later on, awful lot of lawyers running for office. They say it's, oh, so you can understand the bills and everything like that. Well, maybe if you have to have a lawyer in office to understand the bills that are being put forward, maybe those bills aren't written so well. This government is for us, by us, with us. Yet once people become elected, it seems like to any office, that no longer applies. And we have to get back to the basics. We have to start deregulating. We have to make sure the right people are in the right jobs and people aren't getting jobs. The head of Health and Human Services, the head of the Nuclear Regulatory Agency, the head of yada, yada, yada. Because they were friends or supporters of the elected representatives. It's no longer who is the best person for the job. It's just who you know. Aren't you tired of that yet? We need to start making a change. I said it yesterday, and I like it, so I'll say it again. Keep Tahoe blue, but make Nevada red. We'll be back after this to wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
You're right.
You are supposed to be in bed by now. Halloween is over, Lurch. You can go back to sleep until this time next year. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today as we wrap up the show 10 to noon every weekday. Appreciate whatever little time you can give to us. And of course, we've always got our podcasts at 991fmtalk.com and our poll question as well. Do you think that teachers should be suspended without pay when they are caught punishing kids for supporting President Trump? The reason that I bring you this is because actually a teacher held a student after class and lectured him after he picks Trump as his hero. This just came out the other day. But we keep hearing the stories. We keep hearing stories of teachers suspending kids. That's not their place. If you've got a Trump banner behind you, if you've got, you know, and that's your decor, you're not just putting it up to irk your teacher off, then it's not the teacher's responsibility to correct a child's behavior at home. Whatever their decor is, whatever their, you know, if you want kids to learn online, then guess what? You take the good with the bad. And that means if you can see their paintball equipment, too bad. Teach. Don't judge. Don't opinionate. Teach. We need to have protections for the kids. I get it. We also need to have protections for the teachers as well, from kids that have run amok and turned violent. But sometimes there's a reason kids act out in school. We need to get to the bottom of all of it. Bullies aren't just kids. They can be adults as well. And let me tell you, special bully czars put in place by governors, those don't do squat. Governor Sandoval, former governor. Speaking of school, leave on a bright note. Congratulations to the Wolfpack for winning the first college football game in an Allegiant Stadium. I heard it was a great game. We now have the, yes, we now have the Fremont Cannon back, and it will be painted blue. So congratulations to them for that win. That was probably a pretty intimidating stadium to play in, too. A Raiders stadium. I know somebody who was down there and working on the game and everything, and yeah. Your tax dollars at work once again for that stadium. I got to tell you, we're in charge of the pocketbook. We need to start paying more attention. All right, before we wrap up the show and I urge you to go vote tomorrow or drop off your ballot today if you filled it out, drop it off in person, I want to give you some positive news that just makes my heart sing. President Trump, if he wins re-election, will immediately remove three top officials. He has declared that FBI Director Christopher Wray, CIA Director Gina Haspel, and Defense Secretary Mark Esper are all out of there. So I can't wait to see that. At his rallies, people have been hearing chants of dump Fauci or fire Fauci. And the president gets it. He knows what's going on. When it comes to the masks, when it comes to the shutdown, when it comes to the China virus, he's got to play within the media. Because if he takes one step to go against the China virus and those who are pushing it, the media will roast him. He does everything for a reason. And that reason is for us.